Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I hate to be that guy, but I will be on this. This still is not good enough because it's kind of buried on the back pages. And I put this 1, 2, or 3 with winning this election. If we do well with mail-in balloting in Pennsylvania, we're going to beat him here. If we beat him here, we are going to win this election. You know, sometimes you don't know what you have to do to win. Sometimes it's pretty clear what you have to do. Stop Borowski. All right, that's it. We limit Borowski. We're going to win this game. All right, I'm playing a boxing one on Borowski tonight. He's not going to touch the ball. Well, it's the same thing with mail-in balloting. Here's President Trump through this organization with Sean Parnell. It made a little bit of news toward the end yesterday. And then I have the what I think is the ultimate, the guy who runs the Center for Immigration Studies. He's the most opposed to illegal immigration in the country. He's a great interview, great guest. He has what he thinks is the ultimate analogy to what Biden did yesterday by this phony baloney thing at the border, and it has a Philadelphia connection to it. But first, here's Sean Parnell breaking down. Well, this is President Trump through Parnell, and the group is called Swamp the Vote. Swamp the Vote. Here's what he said.
I believe that we're going to have four of the greatest years in the history of our country. I will, once and for all, secure our elections. We're going to go to paper ballots. We're going to have same-day voting, voter ID. We're going to do it properly. We're going to have good, secure, beautiful elections. We never want what happened in 2020 to happen again.
Here comes the pivot.
But until then, Republicans must win, and we must use every appropriate tool available to beat the Democrats. They are destroying our country. Whether you vote early, absentee, by mail, or in person, we are going to protect the vote. That's the most important thing we have to do, is protect the vote. Keep your eyes open, because these people want to cheat, and they do cheat. And frankly, it's the only thing they do well. We will make sure your ballot is secure and your voice is heard. Many Republicans like to vote on Election Day, and we must swamp the radical Democrats with massive turnout on Tuesday, November 5th. The way you win is to swamp them. If we swamp them, they can't cheat. It just doesn't work out. But if you can't make it, you need to make a plan, register, and vote any way possible. We got to get your vote. So with your vote, we will win a victory the likes of which no one has ever seen before. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we will take back our country on November 5th, 2024, the most important day in the history of our country. That's what it's going to go down as. Thank you.
All right, now that was quintessential Trump in there. He weaved and dodged. He went back and forth. But I like the pivot. He made the pivot there. He turned in the pivot. He took the drop step. He's down the lane. He's dunking. We're going to have paper ballots. We're going to have same-day voting. We're going to have voter ID. But until then, pivot. do what Dom is saying here in Philadelphia. Damn, why he should have inserted that there. I would have been happy about that. But I'm sure Parnell, Captain Parnell, has been talking to him, Laura Trump, Whatley, and he made the point there. They are going all out on election integrity. This is offense and defense. He made the point even talking about the offense, which is mail-in balloting, early voting, etc. All right, if you have a pulse, I'd love to hear, are you happy as I am? The only thing I'm not happy about, it's not getting full enough play. In other words, what we're going for are the people that support Trump, but you can't rely on them to get there on election day. I don't know, one reason or another. Some years they get all riled up, like the first time in 2016 they come out and vote. Maybe in 2020 they didn't come out and vote. And he's saying, we are going to ensure the validity of that ballot. 855-839-1210. That's Trump saying it, finally. Now let's publicize it more. What more do you need? And what goes with that is they opened an office here. We had on Wesley Hunt yesterday. We had on Byron Donalds. All out volunteers. And the volunteers, what they're trying to do is to get people that say they're pro-Trump, they can pinpoint this to get them to bank their vote ahead of time so that we don't have to rely on election day. Imagine coming into election day, and based upon what we know in the mail-in ballot, we're fairly close to Democrats at that point. Well, then their turnout is not as good as Republicans. It's a pretty good sign you're going to win, all things being equal. All right, 855-839-1210. So that's President Trump. It's not somebody else like Laura Trump. It's not me. It's not Sean Parnell, who'll be here at some point today. He's traveling, but we're getting him on. This is important. This is a key to winning. Everything else is there. 1230, Sean Parnell will be here. Captain Parnell, you may remember him. He's somebody that President Trump really pushed, pitched, dropped out, but thank God. He's in charge of this in Pennsylvania. What objection now? I realize it's a shock to the system, but I would say this. Do you want to continue with this? I'll put it this way. Do you want to increase the odds of losing? The odds are getting lower of losing now if this is widely publicized. The odds are looking very good to me, particularly here in Pennsylvania. That's what we have control of. That's what's in front of us. All right, now with this border situation. And even Mayorkas, even with, he was on Fox yesterday. He only goes on with Neil Cavuto. I'll play what Cavuto told him will happen with what Biden now is putting in by executive order. The best analogy I've seen, this guy that heads up the immigration studies, the biggest voice, he's been the best the last 20 years on anti-illegal immigration. This reminds him, and he points out Fairfax, Virginia. It could be here in Philadelphia. What Biden has put into play here is kind of like these progressive DAs keeping shoplifting on the books as illegal. You can't shoplift. But then setting a limit in Fairfax, this guy, Dan, makes Larry Krasner. Krasner only said, I'm not going to prosecute you as long as it's $499. This guy said anything under 1,000.
Whoa.
My God, imagine going into a CVS and whatever, and you're going, all right, the clerk ringing it up. Oh, we should pay clerks to ring down. They go, okay, that's $9.98. You better be stopping right now. You could be prosecuted.
I mean, I saw over at Walmart there was a 85-inch TV on sale for $9.99.
There you go, in Virginia.
I mean, it's an 85-inch TV. It might be hard to, you know, walk out there discreetly, but he's going to stop you, right?
Well, right. And in Fairfax, Virginia, the guy would say, hey, it's only $9.99. You should have a sale. You got to put it up to $1,000.
That's it, yeah.
I can see them asking the DA, well, does that include tax?
So I see you have the 75-inch Sony on.
Yes.
It's $1,400, but around Black Friday, is it going to knock down to $9.99?
Right.
I might come back and I'll walk out with
Mr.
it. You know?
Krasner, is
not saying I'm going to pay for it, but
is that tax included in that $4.99? That's what they ought to ask him. Can you see the face, the smirk, the cleaning of the glasses, the holding the glasses up, the Starbucks cup? Ask that question, one of you people in the media. I dare you. That $4.99, is it tax-free? He makes that point, and this 2,500 person figure, makes a great point that I should have made yesterday. Did they focus group that? In other words, did they sit around and say, all right, what number do we have to give these dopes to say we're going to stop at allowing illegals in before they'll get upset? 2,500 means what? 12,500? No, it means 14,000. 17,500.
It's far too much math for a radio host.
Yeah, 17,500 a week times 52 weeks.
You want that?
Yeah, yeah. Just give us that figure. Yeah, that are allowed. Yes. Yeah. Producer test. They're supposed to do
$910,000.
$910,000.
Just under a million.
Yeah, coming in illegally. That's allowed. You see in the focus group, I don't know. Maybe we ought to make it like 49 cents, like a sale.
No more math, please.
Yeah, that's a great line. Was this focus grouped? All right, suppose it's 2,500. Are you going to get nuts, a little nuts, a lot nuts? So that's why he's doing it. And it's better for him to do this sham than not. Here is the other part of the script, Dan. This is cut five. This is Congresswoman Jayapal, who really is farther to the left than some members of the squad. She's playing her script here. She's claiming Biden is just doing what Trump did. Notice, yeah, some people on the left might pretend to be angry, but it says what Biden is doing is very similar to Trump. So why get upset? Here's what Jayapal said.
Look, I think that this is a mistake for several reasons. One, this is severely limiting the right to seek asylum. Now, this is a right that we in Congress gave to people to come and seek asylum anywhere along the border, including between ports of entry, because it is extremely difficult for people who are fleeing violent circumstances in their home countries to make sure that they get to a port of entry. So that was why we put that right into law. Also into our international treaty obligations. This is actually the right to seek asylum is a right that we need to adhere to according to our international treaty obligations. Now, what we are doing is, you know, I think what the president is trying to do is address the fact that we all want order at the border. We all want to see an immigration system that is orderly, that allows people be processed quickly, that allows people to come in with different legal pathways. And Republicans have continued to block us in doing that. But enforcement only actions like what the president is doing today, which mirrors something that Donald Trump did, it was stopped by the courts, but using 212F of the INA, of the Immigration and Nationality Act, is a harsh enforcement only measure that is not going to work because people are not going to stop coming when they are fleeing terrible circumstances.
All right, so you notice her part in the script. Biden is doing what Trump did here. Now, on the left, they're not going to get all over him. They know that's not the case. What Trump did was effective and direct. We're going to talk with the Captain Parnell at 12:30 today, architect of this in Pennsylvania, getting President Trump on tape, saying what I just played for you. Are you in shock? I told you he could pivot on this. Now he just has to pivot in some of the biggest interviews and say, look, I don't like this. We're going to do this, this, and this when I'm elected. But to get to do those things, we got to win now. And I assure you, we have integrity, election integrity people that are all over this. Okay? That's Trump. That's what he said there, essentially. Dom Giordano's show. Boy, we have ace researchers. Dan Rowe even contributes. There's like a dozen unnamed contributors, and DJ just sent me this later on in the show. I love this stuff, even as busy as we are today. This woman is getting millions of views because she's daring to say, judge me if you will, I don't care. I'm not putting my shopping cart back. I don't know about you, Dan, but that does bother me, the shopping cart not going back. It is a sign of just sheer... You know, I don't...
She has a justification, though, that might add a little wrinkle to this,
it's ridiculous. It's even worse. Yeah. What, that she has kids?
Yeah. It's short. It's only about 15 seconds. You want to hear it?
Yeah, we'll take calls on it later. But let's hear what this woman said on TikTok.
I'm not returning my shopping cart. And you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, off.
Oh!
Oh, mama! of the year. Yes. Oh, yeah.
But seriously, you have people breaking windows when they see dogs in the car, or children in the car. Do you want to, you know, leave the opportunity for someone to come in and smash open your window to free your child when you're trying to return that card? I think that's her argument there.
It's maybe. All right. I'm judging by the one where we park at the Giant.
Yeah.
It might be 48 to 50 feet. So that's a 100-foot distance.
So you can essentially yell at the person if they're about to break your window and they're looking in your car to see why they're
Yes. Or, how's this, lady? You look around, you don't see anybody there. You quickly walk the cart over and you're watching when you come back with your kids. This woman is a problem. I see why she's getting. Can you imagine?
So you think she was caught in her BS and now she's trying to justify her laziness, essentially?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe somebody said something. I would say something there. You know, would I? I hate to be that. You know what?
I just don't get why. Why can't people just bring it back to the corral? It's not that hard of a thing.
Well, this woman's just out of control. And she's using, you know what it is that I hate about her the most? She's using her kids as the excuse.
Well,
we all put our groceries in there. We all had kids. I had DJ and Luke. I used to come shop, mainly DJ shopping with me, right? Yeah. You got to put the cart back. You're a bad person if you don't put the cart back.
A little
back.
Bit entitled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Well, thank you there, Dom, Dan, Jim. Good to see you all. Talk to you all.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, why has Donald Trump waited 4.5 years to embrace mail-in ballots?
Well, the answer would be, like anybody else, he has to have people around him that he trusts, and he has to have a moment of clarity where they get through to him and they show him the numbers and they tell him, you are adding percentage points here to the guy you don't want to lose to. We know this is tough for you, all that you've said. But he pivoted back and forth in there seamlessly.
Well, when they had the special election in Middletown Township and over there on that other special election, you know, these mail-in ballots, the Republican Party did not do it. And as you said maybe a month or two ago, that, you know, the April primary would be indicator of what would happen in November. Well, guess what? 1,000 mail-in ballots were received by the Bucks County Board of Elections. 13,000 were Republican, 35,000 were Democrat. Republicans had 28%. That is no good. That won't work.
Well, we're in agreement, but it doesn't have to go up a whole lot more than that. I'd settle for 5 to 7 and take my shot if I got 7% points more. And with the money they're spending and what this guy's doing, if Trump does this more publicly now, we will get 7 to 10% more, I'm convinced, without a doubt.
Well, as you know, in November, this number is going to double, and there's probably 50,000 mail-in ballots in the general.
Yeah. Okay, I got your point, Bill. can I answer why President Trump didn't do this? Well, he ran, you know, in 2020, talked about the shenanigans, which there were. Right here in Pennsylvania, big time, we know all that. But in that clip, he pivoted. Why? Well, our Trump's talking to him. Don Jr. has been out there on this. They got all this money now. They raised $10, $12 million just here in Pennsylvania to do this. And I think he respects Captain Parnell. I'll ask him that. He's coming up in a few minutes. I mean, I can't fully answer when a person is ready and they finally see what everybody has to see. Given the current circumstance, two things. This is the only way to win. And B, if you win, then we have to have a pledge. We are going to go all out. We should have had voter ID. All right? I mean, I tried to light a fire under Tom Corbett, who's a screw-up. He had everything. He had both the Senate, the House. He was governor. He let them wear him down with voter ID. And they're good at it. They'll say anything. Dan, we may have to play that later on when it was the Admiral, Joe Sestak, in front of a hometown crowd, Dan. It was like 150 people there seething at me. I couldn't have been happier at Cheney State.
A dream.
And he goes, well, that's a problem with Dom. He doesn't want to listen to reason. And I kept on saying about this 85-year-old woman who I said, let's go and get her, Dan, registered appropriately, birth certificate. Let's do it. And Sestak goes, well, we've already done it. So then I was on him.
He's 93 years old. Just talk to one. She's not going to vote. She doesn't have, if I could just a moment.
Let me add
she doesn't
chair.
Have, you know, she could, but she's got to get somebody. She's got to find data. She's got to pay $13. And she's just not going to vote. And when every study has demonstrated there's absolutely no fraud whatsoever.
Come on,
Al,
here it comes.
Proven. It's a problem that didn't need solution when we should be inviting more people in to be engaged.
Oh, I don't have the counter yet. No,
well,
the counter's the best, man.
You don't have the counter.
I know. I'm getting it right now.
It's okay. Fine, yeah.
Take a senior who's 93 years old.
Nope, that's not it. Okay. We'll have it here soon. Sorry.
All right. I mean, yeah, I want to hear what I said, particularly when he wilts. It was like man overboard. I'm throwing him a life raft at that point. No?
No, no.
All right,
what the heck, man?
So, okay, I know you're fine. So I say to him, well, let's drop everything. Sorry, this TV broadcast, because I was sensing it, Dan. Here we go.
Yeah. Sorry. And, Dom, I am failing.
Well, Congressman, I think, though, that what you just told a young person here is kind of destructive. Nobody's trying to prevent anybody from voting, and we would help the 93-year-old to vote. Maybe you and I ought to contribute the $13 so that she can vote, rather than on statewide TV bringing up a 93-year-old.
Well, see, what I think the value here is, the greatest thing in the Navy,
nice
the Chief of Naval Operations said, Chief Naval Operations said, when any two naval officers come together, there's always a difference of opinion. That's the value of a democracy. It's not destructive to have a difference of opinion, Dom.
But,
that's the value, is that we both
it is destructive not to take care of the 93-year-old. Tell
absolutely
me who she
right.
is. I'll pay the $13.
We already took
I'll
care
drive
of
her there. Well, then
absolutely.
Why did you bring it up?
But the point is...
Joe, why did you bring it up?
The point is...
Joe, can I ask that?
Yes, but you let me answer, Don.
Well, please answer.
All right, I'm going to interrupt.
Come on, she jumps into the ring.
Oh, that's why you have things about moderators, huh?
Right, yes, jumps right into the ring. We're on statewide TV. Come on, guys. I should have jumped up and said, all right, set aside here. Let me just finish this show out. Come on. Two naval officers, Dan. Can you imagine? All right, we're going to talk with the captain. Captain Parnell, leading up the charge, every bit as important as what he's done before, getting President Trump to sign off on mail-in balloting. Dan, I got to give this guy a gold star for this year. He's next. He's going to explain that, and we'll see if you're on board. Also, if you don't return your shopping cart, call Jim now. We'd like to know why.
Yeah.
Sean Parnell, welcome back, and thank you for multiple services. This might be one of the most important.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back, Dom. I love being on the show. Politics is just like war, but without the bullets.
Some days.
So I just look to stay involved in any way that I can because, you know, serving overseas, I used to always tell myself, Dom, hey, look, I'm fighting right now so that my kids won't have to. My kids don't have to be on a battlefield like this. And looking back now, is like I'm almost 43 and I've got 5 kids now and they range 17 down to 11. And I realize now, thinking back to what Ronald Reagan said about how freedom wasn't passed from one generation to the next through the bloodstream. It has to be fought for. And I realize now that my kids are going to have to fight for it. But until that time, I'm going to fight with every fiber of my being to save this republic because there's nowhere else to go, Dom.
And to that point, avoiding that in an honorable way, that is one of the great Trump legacies. I think it's the greatest Trump legacy if reelected. He got us out of these unending wars that others blunder into, and we lost a lot of great men and women and, of course, treasure. So here's the question, though. You got into this role here, and I didn't know that, and I'm thrilled about it. Then President Trump comes out. We played every minute and 43 seconds of us. It was very Trumpian how he weaved all through this. All right, listeners want to know. Finally, he's on. I know he said something on True Social before, but actually having him cut this spot, are these going to appear all over the place? And how did it happen? What did he say that he finally came to realize this is the only way to win?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
just keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first of all, I asked Don Jr., I'm like, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. Can you help me? And I asked Don if he could cut a couple of ads, and he did. And those ads were wildly successful. And of course, that's for Skip the Line. Our website that helps people bank their vote. And he did. And I think that President Trump now understands that, you know, to use a battlefield analogy, Dom, and I keep going back to that because that was a formative experience in my life. But if you establish a pattern, Dom, mm-hmm. in combat, the enemy knows it. They watch you. And if you do the same thing over and over again, you get killed. Well, again, if politics is like war without bullets, you just have Republicans have to start changing and adapting their tactics so that we don't lose races over and over and over again. The rules on the political battlefield have changed. Mail-in ballots right now in Pennsylvania are the law of the land. If I could wave a magic wand and fix it, I would. But guess what? We have to win first. And that's exactly what I plan on doing, is just being better at this stuff than the Democrats. And we finally have, you know, a sort of constellation of organizations, Dom, where Republicans, that they can't get their act together on anything, almost never seem united, got, like, again, this constellation of different Republican groups came together and now are funding this in Pennsylvania to great effect. And I think it's going to make a big difference.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've been talking about this on this show, but I'm going to tell you what the skeptics say. And you're the guy that, given your service and given what you told us with President Trump, maybe that can help. You know, we get wild stuff. Well, Democrats control the postal services. They'll just cheat on this. And Trump, in that spot that you got him to do, in his own mind, tried to reassure people how seriously the Trump campaign is all over election integrity. That's the defense. But you are leading the offense here, which is low propensity voters and all the things we know about, to bank their vote. We can do both things.
Yeah, listen, that's exactly right. And listen, you know, Trump is by far the most electrifying political candidate in my lifetime, best president of my lifetime. And I don't care who hears me say that. It's the truth. America was in a better position when he was president than at any other time in my life. And that's just a fact. The guy brings out a crazy cross-section of voters, the likes of which I've never seen. Well, we need to get them on the rolls. We need to get them to bank their votes so that they show up in off-cycle races and they show up in midterm races, right? We want Republicans to win up and down the ballot, right? But what we realized through this program, and get this, like 2020, it was a disaster. Was it rigged and stolen? Absolutely. You want to call it fortified like Time Magazine did? Fine, do that. I don't care what you call it. There were lots of issues with it. But my point is, in three or four, you got three or four voters and four or four voters. Three or four means you voted at three out of the last four election cycles. Four or four means you voted in four election cycles out of four. These are what we call high propensity voters. Dom, listen to this. In 2020, the margin of Trump's quote unquote loss, and of course I use the term loosely, was 80,000 votes. But we had in our party, Dom, over 100,000 three or four and four or four voters stay home. So even if we're banking low proposition voters, first of all, that's just great. That's just a gravy train right there. But we had 100,000 high proposition Republican voters who, for whatever reason, stayed home in 2020, and that would have made it, that would have made the difference. Guess what? We're going to bank their votes too.
That's a great point. So we don't even need to take the long shot. We got a, you know, like a 5-foot shot at the basket. The three out of the four, right there. That's enough, and it could be a million different reasons. God knows what happens here. The analysis of that is fine, but we don't need to know that. All we need to do is get them banked, and then we can start taking some more long shots and throwing all those money and resources at Trump voters who haven't voted in, you know, since 2016 or something.
Yeah, look, I mean, look at the voter registration in Pennsylvania this cycle with automatic, the motor voter, automatic voter registration to the DMV. It's R plus eight. And I can tell you from talking to some of my Democrat friends who are in politics, Shapiro took a shot on that for one reason. Almost every state that has implemented automatic voter registration slowly trends Republican. But my point is that if you can't get those voters out, it doesn't matter if they're registered Republicans. If they ain't voting, it doesn't matter. So here's the thing. Like, though we have a bunch, we're R plus eight in 2024, which means we have a bunch of 0 of 4 voters, first-time voters who are Republican, who have never voted before ever, and we're going to get them too. So and here's the Shapiro and all the Dem lackeys in the state, they just bank on the fact that Republicans aren't organized, don't have the infrastructure to get their people out. The Democrats do. So automatic voter registration makes sense for him because he says, you know what, we're going to get our people out come hell or high water. Republicans are screwed up. They always have been. So we're just going to take a shot. But we're going to make them pay for that mistake.
Oh, well, absolutely. And look, anybody through Don Jr., through that, Laura Trump has been on, to get President Trump to flawlessly pivot on this, and he said a lot of interesting things there. Do you hope that this will be publicized all over the place so these Trump voters will see it? Is that going to happen?
Well, yeah, and here's the interesting thing, Dom, is that we're reaching voters in, like, non-traditional ways. Like, so back in the day, it was about mailers, and it was about getting on TV. But now a lot of voters are watching, like, Amazon Prime and YouTube. So you start watching stuff, and you're a Republican on YouTube in Pennsylvania, you're going to see our ads. And so we're reaching voters in different ways, and I think that's going to make a really big difference.
Well, I hope that you do your own, because you represent everything that we value, Scott. And this is just, Sean, this is another example of stuff that's been going on kind of under the surface. Now, there is a website, and I guess the new catchphrase is Swamp the Vote. So where do people go if they want to volunteer, know more about this? And you're encouraging them to get these people that they know to bank their vote.
Yeah, just go to Skip the Line. SkipTheLinePA.com. SkipTheLinePA.com. Check it out. Bank your vote there. It's super, super easy. But check it out. It's awesome.
Well, Sean, we'll have Dan check in with you periodically. Or if you have something, even a little wrinkle, something happened in our area, you want to come on, we'd love to have you here if you happen to be in town. Whatever it is we can do to inch this forward, it's a ground game here. By the way, do you know Scott Presler? Does that name ring a bell?
I do. I know Scott very well.
He's our guy. He's the ultimate incrementalist on this. He is trying to flip Bucks County. It's down to just 1,000 registrants on the blue side, on the Democrat side, from 9,000. It'll probably happen in about 5 or 6 weeks. And the symbolism of it, Sean, shows people this incrementalism, this ground game, and what you're doing. This is what's happening. Join the club.
Yeah, you know what? And absolutely right. And just, like, look by the numbers. In Pennsylvania in 2016, I think the Democrats had a voter registration advantage of well over 700,000. I'm just, don't quote me on that, but
it was
about
a million. I think it was a million at one point there. Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane the advantage they've had here. Today, that number is like just over 400,000. So we are slowly closing the window here. But with this program we're doing, it's not just about closing the window. It's about turning those people out, making sure that we have an infrastructure to make sure that they show up on election day, because guess what? Like, show up on election day or bank the vote, right? Because on election day, stuff happens. Family emergency, traffic, rain, weather, whatever. Show up at the polling place, there's no ballots. Like, you bank your vote, your vote is good to go. It's going to be there on election day. You can track it every step of the way. You know, just it's a security blanket for the cause. Think of it like that.
Absolutely. Sean, I know you have other commitments, but thank you. And again, keep us in the loop whenever you want to come on. We'd love to hear you.
Okay, Dom, you got it. Thank you for having me.
All right, there's Captain Sean Parnell. Dan, that may be the most important interview, 10 minutes. If you have a pulse, what's your reaction to that? Let's hear. Dan has, coming up, we'll play it. Dan has pulled about a minute. It's a shortened version of Don Jr. talking about Skip the Line. So was it Don Jr.
The clip we played earlier is what I have, the Donald Trump cut down, but I can get you Don Jr.
Okay. All right. That's, yeah. But I want to get your reaction to this. This is important. This is what winning is about. So now, I didn't know this was going on yesterday. Somebody sent me something because we were talking about it. This is as important as the policies, the rallies. The fundraising is enormous. We're winning a metric on that. But they're good at this. You got to recognize you just can't blow past the enemy. And sadly, that's what they are here. You can't blow past that and say you're just going to win. You're not going to examine what are they doing that's giving them an edge. I told you during the primary, they're standing there. Someone comes out and they said, yeah, Democrat voter. They try to sign them up. They had their iPad. They start signing people up right there at the polls to get into the mail-in balloting. That's impressive to me because I want to do it better. And we don't even have to do it better. We're going to swamp them on election day. But if you go into that slightly down or even pretty close, you're going to win. So it's just a question of, do you want to up the odds of winning or do you want to just send me nasty emails? You know, and I answer them. I can take it. I could be a hack. Oh, don't do that. And you know what people always resort to? A guy sent it me yesterday. You know what? Trump knows better than you about the post office stealing our votes. We just played you. Was that an imposter? Was that the Trump imposter, the Trump impressionist there? No, that was President Trump. Dom time. I don't know. If you're not fired up by that with Sean Parnell, you can have all the rallies in the world, is his point, all the fundraising in the world, right? You got to do two things. You got to fight hand-to-hand combat here in Pennsylvania with Democrats, shall we say, playing fast and loose with the rules. And two, you have to up your game to turn out people who aren't paid. You heard what he said. These people that voted 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 4 that didn't show up, there were 100,000 of them. They were our votes. We win by 20,000 right there. I get the emotionality. People are fired up over the issues and all the rest of it. I see it differently, though. When it comes to stuff like this, I see it in just one thing. Winning. Whatever you can do legally to win, I mean legally to win, whatever you have to do, that's what we should be doing. It's that simple. That's what Trump is saying in that spot. Maybe Don Jr. convinced him, Laura Trump working him over too. I am, and you heard Sean Parnell saying, you're going to be seeing that ad all over the place. I think he's on Fox tonight. I hope he says it. I hope he just says it right there. All right, let's go to Carol in Exton, PA, on the side question today, which is tomorrow, Reverential Day, hard to believe, 80 years. Who hasn't seen Saving Private Ryan or The Longest Day or any number of films about World War II and June 6th? A scene that's tough to watch but impactful, very tough to watch it might be. Give us that scene, give us that film. Carol in Exton. Hey, Carol, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, you know what? I missed the very beginning part. I didn't know it was a World War II film.
No. It's anything, Carol.
Oh, it was The Patriot with Mel Gibson.
Right. Ooh. And what's the...
You know, I only watched it once, like when it came out, because it was so emotional. It was when his son had died.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't watch the movie again because it was just so impactful. It was just so emotional.
I don't know if you remember that at all. Oh, of course, Carol. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks very much. Dan, my favorite scene is that, though, is when they ambushed the British officers and all, taking the son, who was killed later, taking him back to the fort. Mel Gibson in that. Oh, my God. And the sons are finally seeing what this guy's like when you turn him loose. It is the sacrifice is incredible. Okay, coming up, we'll talk about this cart woman, among other things. And I also want to get to what Byron Donalds, we're looking for the sound, but he's being attacked. He's one of our favorites, the congressman from Florida who's on the short list of VPs. He was here tonight in the Philadelphia Inquirer last night. Couldn't wait to just attack African-American legislators who were here opening a volunteer office and doing this cigar. They're just seething with all kinds of things they find wrong with this.
Oh, I have Representative Jeffries. I don't know the initial sound of Byron Donalds, but Jeffries says you better check yourself before you wreck yourself, Brian. You want to hear that audio?
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Mr. Speaker, it's come to my attention that a so-called leader has made the factually inaccurate statement that black folks were better off during Jim Crow. That's an outlandish, outrageous, and out-of-pocket observation. We were not better off when a young boy named Emmett Till could be brutally murdered without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when black women could be sexually assaulted without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when people could be systematically lynched without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when children could be denied a high-quality education without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when people could be denied the right to vote without consequence because of Jim Crow. How dare you make such an ignorant observation? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh, God. All right. He had to read the script. Who wrote that for me? Where's the other word? Check yourself. Wait a minute, Paige. Wreck yourself. Okay. I will answer that since we don't have Byron Donalds on speed dial here. We'll see if we can get him on this. That's not what he said. And you know what this is part of? They don't like it. We had Wesley Hunt on yesterday. They don't like it. They can't take it. The Inquirer can't take it. They can't take it that Trump is breaking through. I will tell you what Byron Donalds said right here in Philadelphia last night, and we'll see if that's what Hakeem Jeffries just told us he said.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.